Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? She's been with us almost since the beginning. And she's the author of the J.K. Lasher series, Small Business Taxes 2019, also Smooth Failing, and the brand new book that you got, a redo of one of your books, Barbara, that's coming out pretty soon.
It's J.K. Lasher's Guide to Self-Employment.
There it is.
And it should be out in the fall, I guess.
All right. So we'll launch it again on this show. So, Barbara, you always have great reports for us on what's coming at us from a policy standpoint, whether it be retirement or tax issues. What are you tracking these days that we need to know about?
Actually, there are some measures in Congress that are coming through. They have a lot of bipartisan support, and it looks like we could really see them come to fruition, and hopefully soon. So one is the extender measure. As you may remember, a number of tax rules expired at the end of 2017 and were not extended. So people filing their 2018 returns couldn't take them because they weren't in existence.
Yeah.
Some people went on an extension hoping to see that they would be extended, and they may be rewarded for doing that because it looks like Congress may, in fact, do extenders. And the good news is they're not only doing it for the 1 year, but they may do it for two or more years so that we'll have a little bit of certainty.
What are those extenders for?
Of the annual. The extenders are, there are a lot of them for individual purposes. For example, if you buy a home mortgage and you pay you pay less than 20% and you have to pay a premium, that would be deductible under if the extenders go into effect. For businesses, there are a whole slew of provisions related to energy and other matters, farming. I mean, I think there are more than two dozen provisions.
Right.
So hopefully we'll get one of which.
But if you've already filed, can you not go back and amend your return?
Of course. You'll be able to amend, and it'll be a simple deal
when they extend, it was retroactive.
It'll be retroactive, exactly, for all of 2018. But the good news is we have, for example, one tax credit called the Family and Medical Leave Credit, where if your state doesn't require you to do it, but you choose to help pay for family and medical leave for your employees, you get a tax credit for it. Well, the credit was only set to run for 2 years, for 2018 and 2019, and the extender legislation would extend that out further.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to look for there. But that's not the only thing going on. There's another bill worth watching, which is called the Secure Act, which addresses a variety of retirement kind of tax provisions. So some that are really appealing to me, one is you'll be able to fund your IRA regardless of age as long as you're still working. Right now,
so,
there's an age 70 cap.
So if you, whereas in the past, once you got to 70, you had to quit contributing, you had to start drawing. Now, if you continue to work
but
past 70,
you'll be able
you can
to
continue
contribute.
Wow, that's great.
That's one. Another is they would change the age for required minimum distributions, which currently is 70 and a half, and they'd push it out to 72. So that would be another break.
If you're working past 70 and you want to contribute and you're able to continue to contribute to your IRA, then you don't need the money, the required distribution at 70. You don't need that money, so it makes sense to extend both of those.
Precisely.
That's good news, Barbara, for a lot of baby boomers.
You betcha, because a lot of people like us are in that boat, and that's
right.
Good. But there are also a number of provisions that will help small businesses when it comes to retirement plans. So I think this is something, again, these measures have bipartisan support, something that seems almost unthinkable these days.
Right.
And, of course, there are differences between what's going on in the House and the Senate, so we'll kind of have to wait and see. But hopefully, we'll see some
one thing. One way to make your retirement money last longer, keep working. I can tell you that. Hey, Barbara, it's always a pleasure. Give us the website again one more time, please.
Big Ideas for Small Business.
There it is. And she's got them, too, folks. I hope you'll check that out. Her books are there, and they're always, and of course, as you know, whatever Barbara does is the best. Barbara, come back soon. Thank you so much.
You bet.
We'll see you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.